One, that's not good. All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and we are back with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and how to fix the future. Now, I've actually been kind of looking at VG Insights. Some of these games make a lot of money. Fresh Women made $3 million. I want to say that one more time. Fresh Women made $3 million. Being a Dick made $2.8 million. These are just the Steam sales. Yeah, you heard me. Steam sales. That's not talking Patreon. That's not talking itch.io. That's not talking GOG. That's not talking the other places where these games are available. Leap of Faith. You know, they're doing a couple hundred thousand. City of Broken Dreamers, a couple hundred thousand. They're getting there. These games are very lucrative. So, when I say go out and buy them, you are. You're doing that. I guess that's why they don't care so much if I play them, because they're making quite a bit of money. These developers are not at all starving. They're doing great. So, Mr. Moonme is more than likely going to join the rich and famous porn connoisseurs here that we've got this new renaissance of adult visual novel gaming, and it's gonna happen as soon as he probably gets this game running on Steam, cause heck yeah, you know people are gonna buy it. It's great. I want you guys to buy it now. Go ahead, support him. He's probably doing great on there. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Hey, Riley. Grim, how's it going? Everything's great, kind of. And what about you? Oh, you know, confusing. I think I need time to get used to the academy and to some people in here. Yeah, I totally know what you mean. A lot of this is also new to me. This place, these people. The world as a whole, actually, huh? Do you want to work out together? Yeah, I'll work out with her. Okay, let's do this. What are we going to do? I haven't worked out in a while. To be honest, I'm not much better at this. I'm just doing the easiest exercises like lunges, squats, planking. But I don't really hit the weights. That's not for me. The most I can do is go on an exercise bike or treadmill. So let's start with this. Easy exercises. Are you down? Doesn't sound difficult. Let's go. Great. As long as we don't humiliate ourselves, giggles. I can't say that I'm a pro at this. I can do something wrong. Oh, don't worry. I myself have no idea how it should be done, so you definitely can't embarrass yourself in front of me. Yeah, so you have something to be embarrassed about. Interesting. I hope it won't happen. It will definitely happen. I'll make sure. Ha ha ha. Oh, come on. Have mercy. You said yourself that it's easy exercises. How hard can it be? Fine, chicken legs. First, a few minutes of squats. We'll put on some meat there. Repeat after me. Hey, what did you just say about my legs? But they are quite cute, actually. I'm saying, repeat after me. What's taking so long? So my ass is appealing, isn't it? Do you want me to turn around? What? Watch out, you almost smashed your head because of it yesterday. Let's squat, dummy. I like how she moves her foot up when she squats. When she moves up, her foot moves up. I like that. His foot moves up too. Huh. Tired? A little bit. It's not like I'm a weakling or something. I'm just not used to it. I lead a very sedentary life. Fine, enough for now. Let's take a break for a few minutes and then we'll do some push-ups. You're in good shape. Are these exercises enough for you? I think working out is extremely overrated. Girls just need to squat to keep their butt fit. That's all you need. Many people would disagree with you. Plus, shouldn't agents be in perfect shape to fulfill their responsibilities? Have you ever seen these agents? Half of them got such big asses, they barely fit their uniform. Yeah, you don't need to do that. Although it's not a surprise with that salary and abundance of food available to them. I thought food deficit is a concern to everyone. If agents have this excess food, why won't it be handed out to ordinary people? Share it equally across everyone to make everyone happy. Good question, comrade. Ask Madam President about it next time. You wouldn't happen to be a communist, would you? Okay, let's continue. Push-ups. And he's staring at me again. Are you gonna repeat after me? Yeah, I'm just watching you do it. Have you ever done push-ups? Of course! Come on then, let's see. Is that good? No, it's no good. I've never done push-ups like that before. I thought you're supposed to have your arms all the way out, not like right against your chest. Keep the legs straight to the body's level. Don't bend the lower back. You should aim to the floor with your chest and not with your asset. Right. Body should be moving evenly, no sagging. Damn, it's harder than I thought. Like this? Well, almost, yeah. Good job, that's it. She's doing... I've never done push-ups like that. Maybe that's why I have difficulty, because I do... When I do a push-up, I thought you're supposed to take your arms just all the way out. Like, all the way out. But they got them just like right up against their chest. I didn't know you were supposed to do them like that. I thought you had to have your arms all the way out, like a T-pose. You know, like a T-pose in games that glitch up. Like, I thought that was the way that you're supposed to put your arms out. And then you put them on the ground. You know, you curve your arms. You curve your arms downward. And then you push up like that. That's how I always did a push-up. But they're doing push-ups a little different, where you put them closer to your chest, or your elbows, rather, closer to your chest. I'm not used to that. I'm gonna try doing that. Maybe that'll be easier on my back, because I've had years of back, well, labor work. It destroys your back, folks. I gotta get into this visual novel game. Like, I got this whole story I wrote years ago. It might work. I just need like an awesome computer and rendering skills and all that, right? It won't be a choice-based one, though. Breathe heavily. Okay, that should be enough. Phew, rest for a couple of minutes? Well done. Lasted as long as I did. Here, heavy breathing, you see? Heavy breathing, I'm capable of something. Haha, fine, you are a hero. Catch your breath, would you like some water? Yes, please. Just a second. Yeah, we're gonna do a being a dick and look closer at her ass. There we are, there is an ass. 100% grade A ass, ladies and gentlemen. For the ladies that are watching, come on, I know there's some. Y'all can't hide. I know you're there. Someone's a little thirsty. Of course. Takes big gulps. Thanks, take it. I bet you also want a drink. I could have emptied the whole bottle. Just wipe the bottleneck because there's my saliva, all that. Oh. What are you? Oh, she gonna make love with that bottle. Grim, can I? She acts like an anime villain. Boah! Ha 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 ha! I mean, that is a little bit much. They should have, you know. Just a ha 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 would have probably been better. I just want... Oh! Ah, ha, ha, ha. Hold on! I need to blow my nose! Ha ha ha! Is everything okay? She's weird. Maybe she is an anime villain. Ha ha, I know. She's a funny girl. Everything's fine. So what was it? I wanted to talk. Can we do it later? Me and Riley are not done yet. Little tip. Instead of all the ha ha ha's, unless it's like a big deal ha ha, like, it's easier to put laughing, laughs, maniacal laughter, you know, something like that, in parentheses. That way there's not all these ha-has. Okay. I'm here. That was tough. Could become the first ever to drown in the gym. So, shall we keep going? Yeah, okay. I think I have the energy for a few exercises. And who's that? I didn't see him yesterday. They're kind of weird. Groads. Ugh. Groads. Ugh. Dude, stop. Your Tokyo Drift makes me sick. But you're not the one in the chair. I'm just trying to keep you busy. I wish I'd be the one in the chair. You got it easier, actually. Sitting there doing fuck all. Oh, you fucking did not go there. You gonna kick a man while he's down. I haven't worked out since. I never worked out. You never needed to. You're just born into a beautiful body somehow. I don't know how that worked out. Then you're lucky to have such a good trainer in me. Just look at my muscles. You're just going back and forth in front of me and not helping at all. Trainer of the fucking year. Hey, I'm motivating and mentoring. What did you think it would be? Trainers would hit weights for you? And now fucking push 3 more times. You can do it. Burn your virgin muscles, bitch. Burn. Ah, cursed be the man who invented sports. Come on, cut the chatter. Fucking push. On a last stretch. Don't yell at me! Yeah, they're my friends, unfortunately. Don't look like future agents. Anyway, let's continue. Watch me do it and repeat. Try to keep your back and legs straight. This exercise is good for your buttocks and back muscles. All of your exercises are all of your exercises designed to strengthen your buttocks? Your buttocks, huh? Man, that woman's got a mighty fine buttocks. Yes, sir, I haven't seen a buttocks like that in quite a while. I'm sorry, just calling it a buttocks is a little bit much. It almost sounds like Forrest Gump. Got shot in the butt tops. Hee hee, maybe. Like that. And hold your leg for a few seconds. Don't bend. Understood? Sounds easy. Well, go on then. Easy. Look at that. I like that render. Haha. You just wait, dummy. It should be just you wait, dummy. You'll be hardly able to lift a leg in a minute. I'm not as weak as you might think. I can't let a little ginger girl beat me. And it's not a competition. Who are you trying to beat, hee hee? And in fact, I'm lean, but me. Oh. I'm lean but mean? And in fact, I may be lean, but I'm mean. Something like that, right? Yeah, I figured it out during your trick with the bottle, haha. Alright, pay attention. Keep steady breathing. I can barely stand. My legs are struggling. At least you've won in a non-existent competition, hee-hee. You let me win, didn't you? Of course not. Holding your legs in the air for 10 times straight? That don't even make any goddamn sense. Holding leg in the air for 10 times straight? What? I know what they're trying to say, but that don't resemble an English sentence to me. Holding your legs in the air for 10 times? Holding your legs in the air 10 times in a row? It's beyond my control. That's bold of you. Now I'm embarrassed. It's fine, Grim. You did good. A few weeks of regular exercises, you'll be in good form. Not a good form. Probably. Thank you. Okay, I'll go run some more. Maybe work out with some dumbbells. Good workout. Thanks for keeping me company. Damn! Taking a nap? Someone kill me. Get up. We need to work out. Oh no, I'm done. Chloe, we're in the same boat. This ain't... Not bowl. We're in the same boat now. Get up. Who said we even need this? And we have to do something? Huh. They're bossy clean or the bot or the booby version of a Terminator. Oof. I don't recall joining the army. I just traveled into the future with you two for... Fuck knows what, to be honest. Now I regret this, although it all looks fucking amazing on the face of things. The whole point is I didn't sign up for this. We have to do this, Chloe. We have to be ready for anything to fix the future. Yeah. But why the fuck should we care about this? Let's just hack their database, get the history of crypto exchange rate, sports match results, and other useful information. Then we go back to our time. Humming, live happily. Should be another P there. Oh, I could actually see myself on an island in my villa for a shitillion bucks. Shitillion? Wow. I've never heard of that one. How much money you got? Man, I've got a shitillion bucks. Another shitillion worth of cars, yachts, and choppers is parked nearby. And I'm lying on a beach while a servant feeds me fruits and waves at me with fans. Like those that Cleopatra had, you know? Yeah, living the dream. Look, of course it sounds cool, but we can't do this. Why? Don't yell like that, you psycho. Why, Grim? Why do you care about these psychos? Let them live in their matriarchal paradise. They like it so much. Why do we care? Wait, I know why. You fell for that baby girl. Is that what this is? You want to rescue your princess from an evil queen's castle and ride off with her on a white horse into the sunset, am I right? What? No way! No, I didn't fall for her. Ah! Fell. I can tell by your face. Even your eyes light up. Maybe. And what makes you think it's Kathy? Maybe I like someone else. Didn't you think of that? I think Grimm wants to say that we're not here to fix the future, but to rescue ours. Because their past is our future. Exactly, thank you. I don't give a fuck. How many years are there till the world goes crazy? We get old and die by then. Around year 2100, I think, but that's not the point. Maybe we can live our life without any needs. And what about our descendants? Did you think about that? Descendants. For instance, For instance? You don't have to do that. Descendants? I don't even like kids. They're tiny, weird, and they constantly scream, shit, fart, and burp. When they grow up like a vacuum, they start sucking money out of you for some unnecessary crap. How can you be like that? Like what? Selfish? Cynic? Yes. I don't know, ask my parents if you can find them at all. They were never around. Even if you don't have any descendants, there will be ours. And billions of others. And they could all die if we don't try to prevent it. Are you really willing to do nothing and let it happen? When you have a chance to save everyone. Can you sleep peacefully knowing that you didn't even try? You overreacted to the Mistress Octavia's plan to kill baby Derek, and now you're saying all this? I don't get it. Fuck, I don't know, alright? Of course I don't want to kill babies, and also, don't try to twist things around. Chloe, we have to try. Who if not us? I don't know, let's tell everything in the UN, for example, or the Pentagon. I don't know, we'll just wait till we connect the big guys to Octavia and let them deal with it. UN, stop it. Even if they believe us, which is unlikely, there's nothing they can do. And also, do you know anyone in the UN or the Pentagon? No. Neither do I. And if we come to their door and start shouting about the end of the world and that we travel in time, we'll be locked in the asylum at best. And worse, we'll be locked in that basement forever. They'll torture and do experiments on us, trying to invent their own time machine. Nah, I don't want that. I know. What? Oh, hold on, he said, hold on. I know. What? I know someone in the UN. Really? Who? One guy, we served together. Now he works there as a security guard. Security guard? Really? Security guard, for fuck's sake. And how can he help us? I don't know, you asked if I knew someone in the UN. I know a security guard. What do you want from me? Whoa. Still tripping? No, I'm better now. Just got dizzy and felt sick. It's okay. What the hell were you doing? What have you smoked to get stoned like that? And why? It's his stuff, I don't know. I ain't got hit like that in a long time. My homie brings me some every week. I don't know what it is, but it helps me relax and numb the pain. From time to time, my lower back hurts like hell and nothing helps except that. I feel you, brother. Well, why would you smoke it here in the morning before training? Hey, it was her idea. I crashed in my room this morning and asked, have anything? So I just wanted to smoke a tad. A tad? I just wanted to smoke a little to feel highly pleasant. Feel highly pleasant? I just wanted to smoke a little to feel good while training. Who'd have thought we'd be blown away like that? How was it? Did you get high? Fuck off. Have I missed something? Why are we sitting and fooling around? Just taking a breath, we'll continue. These two already took some breaths, more than they should have. Okay, you're done for today. Everyone follow me, there's a sparring ring in the next room. Let's see if you can fight. Grim, Kathy, you're up first. Kathy, be easy with him. We just need to judge his technique and potential. Yes, Olga, I'll just get changed. Do I really have to hit her? No, you have to pat her head. Of course hit her, it's sparring. Go! Don't worry, Grim, I'll be gentle. We're gonna knock her the fuck out. Okay, before we get started, I don't want to hit you, you know? Thanks, Grim. That's really cute, but you have to. But I still probably won't let you. Haha. Come on, baby girl. Woo! Hey, you're supposed to be on my side. Stop talking. Begin. Okay. Dude? Nice reaction, Grim. Thanks. And what about... Whoa, wow, Grim. Where were those reflexes before? You were failing so often, I thought it was an accident. Okay, attack me. Come on. Come on, you can do it, Grim. Just attack the girl. Nothing special. Ah! Kathy counters my punch and swerves aside. Damn you! Ah! Nice try, Grim, but too obvious. God, she has such a nice scent. Smell of sweat mixed with her natural body scent. I kind of... Yeah, I like it. It definitely turns me on. Oh, cool. Alright. Alright. Let me let y'all on a little secret. That olfactory shit I'm into. I'm not into, like, bad smells, though. If somebody stinks, like, nah, that's gonna run me out. But if somebody smells, like, real good, she's got some good perfume on, something like that, that'll knock me for a loop. I found this out because I've worked in retail for a long time, and you walk down, you know, the aisles, and people wear different perfumes. There's even some colognes I think smell really good. That don't mean I'm messing with no dude, but there's some nice colognes and some nice perfumes out there. And if it hits me, like, it hits me. It's like, there's a hot woman, she walked down, she got this perfume. Sometimes, though, she don't even have to be hot. That's the thing. It don't mean I'm gonna get with her or anything. It's just like, damn, she smells good. Now, I don't know, now, sometimes, though, that backfires. Because you're with a girl and she's hot, but she don't smell good. Like, her natural scent that I smell a little more, like, that ain't there. That's there, but that's not, it doesn't smell good, it smells bad. It's like, I can't do that. So, if they smell good, lotions and perfume, all that stuff, I'm gonna notice it. But she says no elite perfumes could be compared to the natural and heady scent of a girl. It just depends on the girl, but some women, they can smell really good. And her breasts, it seems smaller under her clothes. Now I can see it clearly. Ah, for God's sake, Kathy, I got it. You know how to fight. Grim, try to get out of the hold. You're not even fighting back. Why? She's right. Why not? Yeah, there you go, baby girl. Kick his ass just like you kicked mine yesterday. Do you ever shut up, huh? Come out of the ring. I'm gonna beat you too. Wait, I'm missing something here. What the hell's going on? I'll tell you later. By the way, I'm BJ. Nice to meet you. Likewise. All right, I'm ready now. Now you'll see. Okay, let's go. I make another attempt to attack Kathy, but she blocks my punch again and counterattacks. Oh God, Graham, are you okay? Why didn't you block my punch? Maybe because I don't have the same experience as you, Kathy? Sorry, I didn't think I punched you that hard. Does it hurt? Oh, come on now. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. No, I'm good. Don't worry. I'll be fine in a second. Alright, enough. Not bad, Grim. You have some reflexes. Look fairly confident. You need to work on your technique and defense, but generally not bad. Now, Chloe and Riley, to the ring. What? I can't fight. Then it's your chance to learn. That's what you're here for. I don't expect anything special from you. Just show me what you got. Shit. Oh, fuck. Don't worry, Chloe. I'm not that good at fighting either. Bullshit! Look at how she's built! I started training only a year ago. A whole year? Fucking awesome. Oh yeah. She's like gonna be like fighting somebody from Tekken. That's like fighting Nina. Nina was always my character in Tekken. And the reason why I picked her because she was a speed fighter. I've always liked combo speed fighters. I never block in fighting games. It's true. But I'm always in the speed fighting. I always want to try to bring the opponent down as fast as I fucking can without having to block their attacks. So sometimes that means hugging them against walls, which is kind of cheap, but it's still a way to win. Listen here, Carrot Top. Want to make a deal? You help me and I'll do whatever you want. What do you want? I want a fair fight. Are you really that scared of me? Scared me? No way. I'm just... Stop talking. Fight.
Round two. Fight.
Whispering. Right. Okay. I'm gonna kick her ass. Yeah, you can do this, Chloe. Actually, be round one, but I was just saying it was the second round, you know. Come on, Cupcake. I believe in you. Woo! What? What? Ah, I knocked her off. Hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Oh, yo. What the hell is that? I don't know. I thought it would be funny. You know, like she does. Damn it. Sorry. Don't get distracted. Continue. Focus on the fight, Chloe. Sorry. It's cool. Don't stress, Foxy. I'm fine. Okay, come at me. With straight up fists? You can do it with your legs. Attack. Fuck. All right. Fuck yeah! Chloe starts running at Riley with a fist in front of her, but she quickly reacts, makes a flip, and gracefully slits between Chloe's legs. What the? My gosh. Wow, that's impressive. Hee hee hee. Whoa. What a nimble little bitch. Told you it's like fighting Nina from Tekken. Hee. Hit me. Huh? I said hit me. So you're actually helping me? Yes, silly. Hit me with everything you got. I can take it. All right. With everything I got. Right. Chloe runs up and swings. Gah! Really? I said with everything you got. What do you mean? But I hit you hard. Does it not hurt? I'm sorry, Chloe. I tried to help you. Now I need to prove myself in front of Olga. I apologize for what I'm about to do. Shit. Fuck. Grr. Oh. Cute boobies. Yeah, thanks, Foxy. Hey, Commander, are we done here? Done. Well done, Riley. You're small and nimble. And use it to your advantage. Good job. Chloe. You need to work on... everything. We're gonna have another session tomorrow. I hope that after that you'll improve your abilities. Now, we just had a little benchmark. In one session? Maybe you, Womanator, can learn something on one session. We'll need more time. I think you'll be surprised, Chloe. Okay, that's it for today. Don't be late again. And don't ever get stoned before the training. Another stunt like this and you have to deal with you-know-who. Oh, I'm so scared. Whatever. Hey, Riley, are you sure that you've been assigned to this group? Oh, I think so. I'll take another look if you want. I have my stuff in the locker room. You don't have to. I'll go look through the database. You're free to go. How's the jaw? Does it hurt? I'm sorry again. Not really. I'm fine. Okay, I'm going to take a shower because I'm getting smelly. I've noticed. Haha. In 40 minutes, we have a history lesson. Don't be late, boys. I was going to end it here, but... you know, there's a shower. How are you, Chloe? Are you feeling better? Chloe? Muttering. Are you okay? What the? Kathy, what the hell are you doing? I thought you're not feeling well. So what? Who even interrupts other people when they're showering? You're not shy, are you? I'm not... No, I'm not shy, okay? And now get out! God, Chloe. Haha. Alright, sorry if I got you by surprise. Are you sure you're okay? Yeah, much better. My head hurts a little, so I just relaxed in the shower. And now get out! I didn't think you had that shy side. That's kind of cute. Yeah, you and BJ put on quite a show. You had fully pissed me off in this morning. You fully pissed me off this morning, not gonna lie. I didn't think you'd hit us that hard. So hard that even my legs gave out. Barely dragged along. I thought I'd just hop a bit to relax before training. Who knew that BJ's smoking such strong shit? It's very dumb and irresponsible. Promise me you won't do it again. His homeboy brought in some shit that numbs pain. This man suffered from paralysis. That's some strong shit, and you should have known better. Fine. By the way, what was all that? Was that all? Excuse me. It's weird how this is structured sometimes. By the way, what was all that about? Back at the sparring with Cupcake? I just thought I'd make a joke like you. Sorry about that. That was stupid. I'm not very good at making jokes. Oh no, it was funny and somewhat cute. But why all of a sudden Cupcake? Because of your tattoo. I liked it. Something about it. I don't know. You look like a cupcake. Haha, that's funny. I never liked it. I even had regrets about getting it. It was one of my first tattoos. Made it an invisible place on purpose to piss off my parents. And why'd you piss off your parents on purpose? You wouldn't get it, baby girl. You wouldn't get it. Okay, fine. Shit, my jaw hurts so much that ginger one slapped me good. Sorry! Oh, Foxy, you're here too? No, everything's fine. Don't worry. I'll be as good as new by the time I'm married. Are you getting married? What? No, it's just a phrase, silly. By the way, nice job, Foxy. So smooth, and I like that slap move. Ha ha. Thanks. Well, the girls are bonding in there. As women usually do in showers. So, is Grim your friend? Have you known each other for a while? Not really. It's complicated. Why? Just wondering. In case you like him, then you got some competition. Am I right, Kathy? What? Well, you clearly like him. You can see it clear enough. And I think he likes you, too. But I don't know about you, Riley. But I can find out what you, if you want. Poor guy's probably tired from using his hand. It wouldn't hurt to have a girl using her hand, if you know what I mean. Use a hand? Well, he's definitely very good. He seems nice. Nice? Oh, please. I can see your eyes light up when he's around. Stop wriggling, baby girl. I didn't want to interfere in their conversation, but now it got awkward. Maybe it's time to tell that I'm in here too? No. But we're gonna save anyway. Nah. Alright, maybe I actually like him, but it doesn't matter. We have more important matters. Yeah, save the planet. The past, the future, your batshit crazy queen dominatrix, and kill the fucking bat. Ah! What the fuck? Shut up, idiot. Riley's here. She doesn't need to know about all this. Right, understood. God. Gulp. Are you getting out? What's wrong? Not as brave when your back is against the wall, cupcake? You're insufferable. Leave, please. Fine, I'm not as stubborn and arrogant as you are. If I'm asked to do something, I'm doing it. Remember how it works. What do you mean by save the planet? And who are we killing? I thought we were here for one thing, to become agents. That's right, and in doing so, we save the planet. It'd be chaos without the agents. Become agents, rescue the planet and its future, and we're killing the enemies of the corporation. Outcast, for example. I don't know. Agents often abuse their power. You know that last week, 3 agents robbed and raped a woman who was selling medicine made out of her homegrown plants? Unauthorized producing of medication is prohibited. They were just doing their job, confiscating illegal substances and products. All that stuff about rape is nonsense. It's just your point of view. Every situation can be seen from different perspectives. No, it's a fact. It's an official report. It's made public after the case received a lot of attention. You can't always trust gossip and stupid fakes. Of course you can't lie in your report, and I'm the one who's naive. Whether it's true or not, this woman's medicine helped hundreds of people with their asthma attacks. Now they continue to suffer because they can't afford to pay for the medicine produced by the corporation. It's not only in a short supply, it's worth a fortune. Only the agents are able to afford it. Sure, it's devastating, but the law is there for a reason. Thousands of people died by taking uncertified meds. Do you even know what trash is mixed in there? I'm just saying the corporation and agents won't save the planet. They won't make the world a better place as you think. It'll be saved by the ordinary people, like that woman. You know, Foxy has a point. Nobody asked you, Chloe. Meanie. Everyone wants to be an agent, not because they like the corporation or this job. They do it because they want a better life for themselves and their family. For some reason, everyone accepted the lifestyle they've been imposed with. Nobody's looking for an alternative, don't you think? Why are all the dissidents getting silenced and thrown over the wall? Everyone who's left in the city is a slave to the system, as awful as it sounds. They're putting up the rules and laws of living that have been imposed on them by the corporation. You think the corporation enemies are outcasts? But the real corporation enemy is the corporation itself. The world has changed, but human nature hasn't. If we want a bright future for humanity, we should give up the old forms of government and foundations which are simply outdated and don't work. But that's just my view. Okay, never mind. Hurry up, history lesson is about to begin. Yes, my mistress, haha. Did you just slap yourself on the ass? No, my mistress, haha. Oh god. Okay. History has begun. It says, in the words of Bertrand Russell, history is the sum total of things that could have been avoided. Yeah? I can kind of see where he's coming from there. Just think about it. Humanity made quite a few mistakes that brought us to this place at this time. But what if we treat history like a textbook, or a tutorial, or a guide, if you please? Many consider that history tends to repeat itself, and it's hard to argue with that because people, leaders, and even entire nations make the same mistakes again and again. We're already doing that! What experience in history teaches us is that people and governments have never learned anything from history or acted out on principles deduced from it. Those who refuse to listen to history are... Excuse me. Those who refuse to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. These words belong to George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, and you can't argue with that. And he, what I said was different, but What he was saying is what experience and history teaches us is that people and governments have never learned anything from it or acted on principles deduced from it. Exactly. We should refer to history and build a better future. We should learn from past mistakes. It's more important than ever in the moment of human history. In this moment, rather, of human history. That actually is important to emphasize, the moment. We can't afford any more mistakes. For those who don't know who I am, my name is Daisy and I'm your history teacher. Hope you'll gain something useful from our lessons. I think we should start with ancient Egypt because they were the Dude, seriously? We're not 10. It's like I'm back in school. Relax, I don't think they're really demanding. Exam's probably gonna be easy. I don't fucking care about their demands. God damn it, we're the chosen ones. When are we gonna save the world? Beg your pardon? Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So, Pharaoh... Bullshit. History? Why the hell would we need history to save the world? Actually, I think it could come in handy. Think about it. If we somehow end up in ancient Egypt, it'd be nice to know how things work there. Dude, if we by some miracle end up in ancient Egypt and we're being executed immediately. Just look at us. She's not fucking wrong about that. You've got a faggoty haircut. I got purple hair, a lot of piercings and tattoos, and that one. What? You know. No, I don't know. I think Chloe's talking about your skin color. Shit. Get over there with the blocks! We gotta build the pyramids! What are you doing? Hey, honey. Egypt is actually located in Africa. I know that for sure. I had the highest score in geography. And what does that even mean? My skin color's a problem for you? Well, of course not. Alright, what's going on? What's your name? Chloe. And you? BJ. Oh, excuse me. You're absolutely right, BJ. Egypt is located in Africa. But what's this discussion about? We're just debating about Egyptian skin color. Chloe says that there were no dark-skinned people, and if I'd been there, I'd been executed. Well, ancient Egyptians belonged to an intermediate race which combined features of Europeoids as well as Negroids, so partially she's right. Suck it. Shut the fuck. And for those of you that don't know, yes, Negroid is the actual term to refer to the black or darker skin. So yeah, she's not calling him an N-word, it's just, you know, Negroid. That's what it is. It means you're black. Your skin is black. That's all it literally means. It don't mean that you're stupid or anything like that. It just means when you were born and that's the color you were, you're like, well, okay, I'm black. Okay, Grim, go sit there, closer to me. And I guess I'm Europeoid or whatever. Because I'm, like, white. But I didn't know I was, like, a Europeoid. Sounds like an alien. Europeoid. Or Europeoid. I don't know. I don't know how to fucking pronounce that. And you two, change seats. If you continue to mess with my lesson, I'll send you to Mr. Morgan. Oh, shit, you gotta go to the damn principal's office. We'll go through the subject of discrimination and racism later. You'll get a chance to debate on this topic there. Who the hell is Mr. Morgan? Daddy Smurf in latex? Don't even get me started. Politics. It's late. You know it's 5:15 in the morning? Yeah, don't worry. I'm headed for a shower and bed. Like in that order. Shower and bed. Politics and cultural development. That's it for today. You're free to go. Make sure you read an article on pages 20 to 35 for next lesson. Good night. It's quite a bit of pages. I'll be asking some questions. It's like 15 pages it is. Damn. Grim, stay for a moment. I'd like to have a word with you. You said you were interested in history and you have books about the 20th, 21st century? Kind of. Why? Also, you said that your mom found some rare books, and I was thinking, what if Can you look for one book for me? I doubt that's possible, but still, worth asking. I don't know. What is this book? That's the book which... The book is called Transgenderism and Transfeminism, or this one, Yes, You're Enough Trans. They were published approximately early 21st century, so I doubt that you can find them somewhere, but maybe you can. That's for my lectures on gender equality. I'd like to research them. Oh, I can understand if that's difficult. Well, sorry, but that's impossible. I won't be able to help you. Okay, I know it was too much to expect, but it's worth asking. Okay, that's it. You can go now, and make sure you're ready for the next lesson. I don't know, folks. I don't really want to get into all that here. Actually, this day started pretty good. It's like I've joined university. Bit absurd one with a crazy chancellor, but still. Fuck, how did these two doofuses manage to get stoned on their first day? Haha, that's hilarious. Octavia would be spitting everywhere if she found out about this. Good thing that Olga's on our side. Olga was actually pretty cool. She didn't say shit, and I'm glad. What the? Speak of the devil. Freeze, stop right there. Get out of the way, and sorry. Riley, what the? Where are you? Why? Grim, move! What the hell? What are you doing? Let me close the door and lean against them. You're just gonna stand there like you're reading a newspaper or what? A newspaper? Have you lost your... Stop immediately. I think she went right. Fuck, Grim, why are you standing like a tree? Quick, come in. Riley, what the hell? Grim, shut up. They're coming. Let me squeeze through. Don't make a sound. Why are we hiding here? Why are they chasing you? Grim, shut up. I think they ran past. Phew, but we can't leave yet. Surely they will be patrolling the hallways nearby. Let's stay here for a bit. God, it's so tight in here. You stepped on my foot. Sorry. Ouch, Grim, again? Damn, where can I turn the lights on in this doghouse? Hey, found it. Nice, sharp red light. I bet that our cleaning lady is colorblind. I think it's to save power, or maybe they ran out of normal light bulbs. Can you explain to me what the hell is going on here? Why are those agents chasing you? Curiosity killed. You're not getting out of this with your proverbs. Now that we have to sit in this confined and stuffy room, you gotta tell me everything. I'm at your disposal. You're right, Grim. It's really stuffy and hot in here. Let me take off this shirt. Oh yeah, that's much better. I know what you're doing. It won't work. What am I doing, Grim? You're changing the subject, and in the process, it seems like you're trying to seduce me as well. What do you mean? It's getting even hotter in here. Let me take off my pants, too. Riley, you're a very cute girl, but this... Oh, fuck. Occupied? What do you mean, occupied? Miss, it's not a toilet. It's a storage room for the service staff. You can't go in there. I need my floor cleaning products. Wait then, we're kind of busy in here. God, I hate this academy. I hate this job. I hate my life. So where were we? Alright. Good place to stop, right? I don't know. There's a lot of love interests, and I never can make up, like, one until... It's, like, much further into the game. I think they're about to fuck, though, because that sounds like fuck music to me. So, I thought I was going to finish this episode, and we're still on chapter one, folks. But we'll be back with more How to Fix the Future next week.